Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
You are welcome back. So the evening with Paul Kimmage on the 30th anniversary of the Tour de France is on the way in about 15 minutes time or so. We talked Leinster hurling final last night. The weekend also was a Munster football final and the qualifiers in both codes. In the football, we'll have on Saturday evening Meath against Sligo. We'll have Donegal against Longford and Ballybuffet. We'll have Laois against Clare in Portlaoise. And we'll have Mayo against Derry in McHale Park in Castlebar. The last time Mayo played Derry in the qualifiers was 10 years ago in 07. Not a memorable day for the right reasons for Mayo fans. They crashed out. Notable for other reasons in that it was David Brady's last game for Mayo. He is on the line. Hello.
I don't think I stopped talking to you in News Talk since the last 10 years. Yes, last time I ever put on a pair of boots, Joe. Last time I togged out for Mayo and a bad result, a bad day back in 2007. Look, it was 10 years ago. For me personally, it was the end of an era and the start of some plastic surgery, but it was a bad defeat and against a Derry team that is exactly the same as they are today and they were 10 or 20 years ago. They're just unpredictable as well.
Mm. You broke your nose and your eye socket in this game. Is that right? I saw you tweet this.
Broke the nose, yeah. Broke my nose and fractured my eye socket. And look at it, wasn't... It was a combination of old age and clumsiness on my part as well. I got a knee to the face. But I ended up with about €10,000 worth of plastic surgery. So I've never looked better and I've never looked back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was. I have to say it was probably... the fact that my eye socket was fractured, I ended up with probably blurred vision for kind of a week to 10 days because there's a lot, as a doctor said to me, there's a lot of nerve endings around your eye socket that affect your sight. So I was kind of going, football wasn't the most important thing in my life in that week. Afterwards, but it cleared up and I got my nose realigned, and I do remember pulling out three pairs of football socks out of my nose when after the surgery. It was it brought definitely a couple of tears to my eyes. It was a painful experience, but look, that's the part and parcel of playing. It wasn't malicious. It was accidental to a degree. And it was a bad day. I remember it was John O'Mahony's first year in charge, and I was really at the end of my tether along with a couple of other players, and we kind of stayed on. And it just, we hadn't the appetite, we hadn't the hunger, energy was sapped, and it proved on the day we were just a bit, there was a bit of, you know, the younger players coming in, and a few of the older players of the previous century, previous 10 years going out.
Yeah, because it was a last game as well for Mayo, for Kieran McDonald, for Pearse Hanley, for Kevin O'Neill. I saw a quote from Billy Joe Padden, and he was talking about that season generally. And this was obviously, you know, the 06 season, Mayo get to an All-Ireland final and it's a crushing defeat to Kerry. But then you rebound pretty well in the National League and you seem to go out of form as the championship approaches. Galway beat you in the championship. And Billy Joe says of the Derry game, it was a crap wintry day. The ground was hard. The ball was slippery. Just one of those awful days. He said, it's a good example of the way a season can just slip away from you and you let it slip away. I don't like saying this, but in some ways, we were nearly glad or relieved that the year was over because you just couldn't see any way of rescuing it. That sounds like a fairly downtrodden group of men at that stage.
You know what? And I'll go back to Billy Joe, because probably 2 weeks previous or 10 days, we had a training session in Ballyhadrine. And I'll never forget, we were out, and as it was, the other players, we took nearly 2 days to warm up for training. So we were out about a half an hour, 40 minutes. And I remember myself, Billy Joe, and I knew who else was in that kind of a... Three of us just doing a stretch beside each other, and we were just going, you know what? Not that your appetite for football always should be there, but our energy levels mentally, I think we're absolutely exhausted. Now, it's not, I suppose, replicated by this team, but we were on the back of All-Ireland finals in 2004, 2005, 2006. It was a long time. You were on the go, full stop. And again, it just felt that we had nothing else to give. Yeah. And as you says, Kevin O'Neill, myself, Kieran McDonald, Pearse Hanley in his first year.
Yeah.
He was gone after that.
Yeah.
Billy Joe didn't really play after that, I don't think. Mm. And it was a bridge too far. Now, I do think a lot of these players are not having as many miles on the clock, but mentally they have a lot of work on the clock, and it can take its toll, and there's no one taking Derry for granted. This Derry team, they can play football if they're let, and that's what I would say. If Mayo let Derry play football at the weekend, there'll definitely be a game in it.
Yeah.
Look at the Northern teams. Even this year, the likes of your Cavins and Monaghans have beaten Mayo. Mayo struggle to a degree against Northern teams, probably because of setup and a defensive structure. Last year, Fermanagh were within the game, but then 45 minutes was on the clock and the game was still on. So it's, you know what, it's a test. I've seen this week that people, you know, Mayo need. I think the harder the better. The bigger teams that Mayo meet, I would say it will benefit Mayo. And I know from a player's perspective, they're looking to get back on the bike and put away the memories of the Connacht Championship and get on to the All Ireland Series.
Yeah. You mentioned 10 grand having to sort yourself out. Who foots that bill? Is that the Mayo County Board, or you certainly don't?
Yeah, the Mayo County Board. I have to say, I played 13, 14 years senior football for Mayo, and I don't know, was it by whatever way I played or whatever kind of clashes I got into, I never had to once seek or address a situation where my medical expenses weren't paid. Whether it was broken arms, legs, jaws, or eyes, it was, I have to say, everything was laid on. And I got my nose. It was actually the surgeon that said to me afterwards, he said, if you were to get plastic surgery and pay for it yourself, that's about 10,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, I ended up and so it's looking a little bit better than I did before.
And David, did you get anything else done when you were in there?
You know what, I ended up getting my front teeth fixed as well.
Right.
So I ended up getting my front teeth fixed.
Anything else?
What do you mean? There's not a lot more I could get done now.
I know, you were perfect at that stage. Perfect.
Well, yeah. It was a new set of teeth.
Good.
Nose realigned, and answers.
Ready for coppers.
Came back.
Yeah. So this Saturday, then, I mean, as you said, this final point, this Mayo team doesn't feel quite as at the end of the road as maybe you were in 07. What are you expecting? Do you think they're going to put in a good performance? They're at home. Like, I mean, it's going to be a real test, actually. You know, you mentioned that Billy Joe look that you gave each other. This Derry match, it's a perfect moment where if they're not up for it, they can segue out of this championship. They can quietly slip away. Whereas if they want to put themselves through everything that the next couple of months brings and maybe another All-Ireland final defeat, you know, this is almost a moment where we'll see what the appetite is like.
Yes, and we probably, if we look back 12 months ago, we still didn't see the appetite when they went down the run in the back door.
Yeah.
We didn't see that appetite.
Till Tyrone, really.
That release of energy, the minute that Tyrone game was over, Joe,
yeah,
it was palpable, and you could see, right, we're back. And I do think they hadn't any major performances, bar probably the Kildare game that probably overwhelmed them, but I think they need a big performance. Look, it's like winter conditions this week compared to last week.
Mm.
It's not conducive to fast flowing football for any of these qualifiers, and it could play a part to a game that will be probably more attritional than I suppose shooting the lights out.
Mm.
But I do think they need a good performance. I think what it will offer Mayo, and it's going to offer a lot of teams, is that they're going to have to dig into their squad. They're going to have to look at players that probably wouldn't have featured prominently in the last 2 or 3 weeks. You have on the Mayo team, the likes of Keith Higgins is definitely gone.
Mm.
You have possible injuries to Lee Keegan. You have not a fully fit Aidan O'Shea. So, you know, there's opportunity there to guys to not alone cement a place, but to build on their game time, because not a lot of the players, and that's the problem, not a lot of the players that are looking to come on have had any game time in the National League to a degree where you would give them confidence. Go back to the Galway game. Evan Regan came on in the last 7 minutes. Did he play more than 7 minutes in the National League? Not a lot. And that's what you want to be giving players now. The likes of young Conor Loftus as well. You need to be giving guys game time, because you're not going to get to reach an All-Ireland final or win it if you don't have strength and depth. And I think that's what it probably gives the teams in the qualifiers this weekend and in the road forward, a bit of strength and depth in your squad, because you're not going to be using the same 15 players week in, week out.
David, top man. Thanks a million.
Pleasure, Joe.
Davey Brady there in good form. So next up, and for the rest of the show, actually, we have a special interview which was recorded in front of a live audience with Paul Kimmage, and we're reflecting on the 1987 Tour de France won by Stephen Roach, the 30th anniversary. So it's over to Paul Kimmage and the Workman's Club, and that's coming up next.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.